waiting in a cafe for a candidate on a day made up from a larger script, the way the lion awaits the rose across an intervening age, the way the earth waits to be used with the inward certainty of bells or execution in the renewable source of that certainty across its flowers and feral areas, peals and sentences, every Friday at noon waiting in the cafe for the candidate who never comes, who clearly has seen and yet never comes. In a chair at the table in a corner of the square, the gray of the stone and green of the trees, among a people hypnotized by sounds as they could be by each other, where their acknowledgement or persons were visible, imaginary animals carrying sentences around their necks towards those in the glare of the road. Sitting, reading at a table every Friday at noon, the date on the paper, the real hypothetical orchards from which the paper comes, the rustling of the date. How long would the bells and the changing clientele to be waiting correctly, the spoon and cup, sun through a glass in the air, sparrows flying from here to somewhere else, for how long, with coffee or wine, the flatness of the square, of a mute white tablecloth. Sitting, recovering its weave alone, for an instant, only the past of it coming together, then the labor gone, in a glow of white, almost blue, taking wing against trees, crowds, commerce, again a set of lines, poor as the system to date. And on its streets, how often to be moved and moving through its people, who surely have heard and yet continue to form up in overlapping rings, who are the antidote and symptoms, wares and news, who've been told to be themselves and yet look innocent. At a table, in a chair facing out on the square, gray of the stone and green of the sounds at noon, sitting in young sounds of errands, in the imperial flower of a partial answer lying between all people, between all and each, and the rest of it so much distributed sun in the trees planted at points along the square. How long to sit and how long be faithful to the shapes taken by the future, live in the renewable source of that certainty, lemons in water, waiter's sleeve, slates, the birds rise from to be together above the square, flights in formation, simple, hypnotic, returns. And how often against the surround to be waiting, ignored, in the old sounds of industry, sounds though desired that are not the reply. Sitting, eating, served by the one, if neglected inside vague errands of the others, hypothetical, imaginary, tracing the tablecloth into the trees. The idea, long in coming, is itself simple as a flower opening, too simple to be heard but still opening, the flower a crowd carries behind its ear, continuing to grow in the year leaves behind. An idea of waiting for things to be lent and made useful, ordained in the ground, no matter how exotic and whether orange-red or red-orange, bell-shaped, hanging from a crown of upright pointed leaves at the top of the stem, one becomes, in the absence of the candidate, who, at noon every Friday, an unfilled glass, hasn't yet come to the cafe, come yet for reasons thought loses in the glare of every other day.